Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
I am Freddie Adelman, and I head up the Smithsonian Associates.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. So, obviously, the Smithsonian, you know, all the museums, all the activities you guys do all the time, you know, there's so much you guys put on, but during coronavirus, people are very limited in what they can actually go do these last 4 or 5 months, whatever it's been. So... explain what you guys are doing here. You have some virtual programs as a way to, you know, keep the fun going this summer.
Well, we are completely online. We decided that in this new world, we want to keep the Smithsonian open, and so all of our programs are available online. And we have this new program called Smithsonian Associates Streaming, and we're pretty excited about it. So we started. Just at the beginning of June, and we're off and running through the summer.
Awesome. Now, before we get into that, let me back up 1 second and big picture it for me. Because I'd like to include all this in the piece too, but, you know, the lead up to how you did it. Give me a sense of sort of the timeline of, you know, when COVID hit, you know, when did you guys decide to shut down all the museums, and how did you arrive at the point, you know, to launch this virtual thing in June?
Okay. All right, so this isn't live, so we're going to back up a little. So the museums closed. We walked out of our offices, turned off the lights, and immediately started postponing and canceling and rescheduling everything, thinking that we would come back. And pretty soon after that, we realized that this was going to go on longer than we anticipated, and that coming back meant that we'd have to look at our buildings in a whole new way. We thought, you know what, we have so much to offer, and we have so many people who rely on us for all kinds of learning. We expand what the Smithsonian offers. We bring the Smithsonian to people. We bring people to parts of the Smithsonian that they may not see as a casual visitor. And we thought, you know, with this brand new way of looking at the world and everybody becoming much more comfortable online, let's just jump right in. And that's what we did.
Awesome. Now, I know you guys are offering 91 new programs from July through September. Obviously, you don't have time to go through all of them, but could you, you know, handpick, do you have maybe 5 really big highlights that we can go through, you know, sort of one at a time? Like, you know, what's one program you'd like to highlight?
Sure. So we're also very much aware that our world is reeling from challenges in the pandemic and the racial injustices, and we just recognize that one of the things that we can do as a cultural institution is give people an opportunity for self-care. And so we're offering backyard forest bathing online. It's a program that you sign into, and you can do it from the comfort of your balcony, your window looking out onto the great outdoors, even if the great outdoors is an urban scape. And we have somebody who does a guided meditation about being outside and just sort of finding yourself in the world. We also appeal to a literary set. We have Eric Larson talking about Churchill and Bakari Sellers talking about My Vanishing Country. So we bring authors' voices to explain and understand a little bit about the work that they've done. We're very excited about that. Eric Larson's at the end of this month. Bakari Sellers is at the end of September. We're part of the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian looks at every aspect of the United States, and we talk about the presidency, and we have 2 programs coming up looking at presidential leadership in crisis. One deals with variety of modern presidents, and the other one looks specifically at Theodore Roosevelt. And for people who are missing the opportunity to wander around D.C., we offer various tours, virtual tours of different neighborhoods in D.C. So we're doing Jazzy Nights in Washington, a stroll through the Shaw neighborhood, and that's also coming up at the end of July. And we're doing a program on Hamilton, and we've got a wine tasting coming up where you can actually get your wine tastes delivered to you, or you pick them up, and you can follow along with Eric Siegelbaum, who's the Food and Wine Magazine Sommelier of the Year of last year. So we have tons of stuff, and I'm happy to go into more details about any of them.
Yeah, I would like to. All of them sound great. I'm trying to remember. Tell me a little more about the Hamilton thing, because everyone's talking about that right now.
Everyone's talking about that. Isn't that great? So we've actually done a couple of programs looking at Hamilton behind the scenes. So we did a program about the scenic design of Hamilton. And this year what we're doing is we're looking at how Hamilton remixes history and showbiz. So we're bringing in Richard Bell. He's a historian at the University of Maryland. And he's going to look at the history that the performance has drawn from. So looking at the Ron Chernow piece, but also where are some things that may have been put forward in the interpretation that skew close to history, but maybe kind of retell it a little bit. And why does this matter? Why is it important to know what the musical is about and how we can appreciate the entertainment factors, and why it's important to understand what the actual history is? So Richard Bell is going to be talking about that next week.
Great. Man, you rattled off so many. I'm trying to remember.
Wine tasting.
Yeah.
Bacardi Cellars.
Tell me about the wine tasting, and how does that work? Because I assume a lot of these are streaming things, but this one, and that has to involve some physical wine tasting, right?
It does. So what we're doing is we've partnered with Maxwell Park in the Navy Yard. And you can pick up a curated personal tasting kit. So there'll be scheduled contactless pickup times. And then Eric Siegelbaum will walk you through the various wines. We're looking at Bordeaux, then Central and Southern Italy, wines from Burgundy area, and then Northern Italy. So you'll get to taste the wines, understand them, and be in your own wine cellar, whether it's your living room, your kitchen, or your teleworking office. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Speaking of cellars, Bacari Cellars,
Bacari
let's transition. tell me more about that one.
So Bacari Cellars is going to talk about the black working class men and women. And his book is called My Vanishing Country. And he's going to look at what it means to be black in rural America. Getting access to health care, working in as factories shut down, understanding what the traditions are in black rural America, and how to forge a hopeful path forward. So we're really excited at having him come down. He is the youngest, or one of the youngest, state representatives in South Carolina. So we're really excited to be hosting him in September.
Cool. Now tell me about the walk-through shawl that you mentioned. How's that going to work, in social distancing-wise and all that?
So I have to do a major shout-out to the Smithsonian Associates staff. The staff is incredibly energetic, incredibly creative, and as soon as we decided to go online, they just started exploding with fantastic ideas. So what we've done is a couple of our staff went out socially distanced with masks and did some filming and worked with the tour leader, who's a historian, a D.C. historian, Garrett Peck. And Garrett would say, stop here, let's film this. And they were all fairly far apart. The streets are pretty quiet right now during the day, so they were able to do it with minimal noise. And the program is going to be Garrett narrating the video clips, showing some historic images, and talking about Shaw starting in the 1920s. So he's talking, there was a race riot in 1919. He's also going to focus on the African-American artists, the performers, the poets. Shaw is the jazz central of Washington, D.C. So we're really excited to highlight it, and we have some lovely surprises that relate to the Smithsonian, because the Smithsonian is both a local treasure as well as a national and global institution. So we're really happy to be able to spotlight all of those aspects of our institution.
Awesome. Now, go a little more in depth into what exactly the art of forest bathing in your backyard is. Like, and since we're radio, like, paint a visual picture. Like, what does that actually entail?
So we work with Melanie Chukas Bradley. She is a local naturalist, and she's written a lot about connecting with nature and to the importance of nature. So what she does is, when you get your ticket to the program, you log on to a special audio channel, and she leads you through a walk through a virtual area, and she paints an imaginary picture of a forest. She talks about the trees and the what you might hear or smell or what the air might feel like. You plug in your headphones, you get comfortable, you can be outside, you can even be inside, and she intersperses a little bit of nature lore, some poetry, some meditation, but she takes you on a virtual walk and helps explain and understand how the natural world and encompassing the natural world can also help the personal growth and calming. She's a wonderful speaker. She's worked with us in Smithsonian Gardens. We have some wonderful gardens right around the Smithsonian. We've also worked with her in the National Arboretum. She's done walks with us in Rock Creek Park. And now that doing those kinds of walks is much more difficult, we figured out a way to help you take this experience of being in nature in your home.
That's so cool. And is the Cheese Monster Studio cheese situation, is that the same thing as the wine pairing you mentioned, or is that different?
Well, that's a different program.
Okay, tell me about that one.
Tell you about that one. So I have to go to Smithsonian Associates Streaming, because that I'm actually not as up on that as I should.
Oh, then don't worry about that.
That's okay, because okay. No, I can pull it right up. And I have to say, my daughter's a cheesemonger, so I really do need to be up on this one.
Gotcha.
So what we're doing is we're working with Cheese Monster Studio. They're a woman-owned cheese catering company, and we'll post a shopping list. So for this one, it's not the same as the wine tasting, but you get to go buy your cheeses, and then you'll be guided on a tasting once you're at home. So that's going to take place in August. That's what I was looking for.
Very cool.
It will be delicious, and I can tell you that there's a lot more to cheese than most ordinary mortals understand. I've learned so much about cheese. There's chemistry, there's science, there's history, there's geography, a little bit of art. So cheese is everywhere. So we're excited about doing that. And as I said, my daughter is particularly excited about that. So I think she and I are going to be following along. She's out in California. We're here. So we'll just sign up and do that together.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then maybe time for one more. How about the Susan B. Anthony celebration?
The Susan B. Anthony celebration. How about that?
You can look it up.
I'm
if you need
looking
to. It's fine.
It up.
I'm one of your 91 programs. I'm sure you have them all, you know, committed to memory.
No, I don't have them all committed to memory. That's right. Where is that?
I just saw it in the press release. It says Smithsonian American Women's History Initiative about timely donation. How a timely donation ensured Susan B. Anthony's iconic status, and examine who was left out of the suffrage movement story.
You got a date on that?
That was just in the press release. Let me see here.
Oh, here we go. How we remember women's suffrage. I'm guessing.
There you go.
There we go. Because the other thing I want to do is I want to give you a little bit more background. We also have studio art programs, and we're running Smithsonian Adventures, which is an alternative to summer camp. So,
oh, okay. Well, then, we can close out with that then, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I just wanted to give you, I don't know how much time the piece is going to have, but we have, programs are offered all different times of day, and pricing changes. It's completely variable. So I wanted you to be able to talk about that as well.
What was the thing you said before, the Smithsonian Adventures art classes, you said?
Adventures, yeah. We have studio art classes that you can do online, and we just heard this morning that one of our studio art students signed up for the first time because she has a sensitivity to some of the materials we use. So she couldn't be in a class with other people, but she can follow along at home, and she is beyond thrilled to be able to finally take a studio arts class. She's been waiting for a long time. So there's an accessibility opportunity for streaming programs that takes the Smithsonian not only to, across the world, but also to people who might not be able to have access to them because of their own personal health situations. So it's not only COVID-related, but there are other sensitivities that people have. And this was a wonderful thing to learn about, that we're enabling this person to create in a way that she had been limited before. So I don't know if there's a way to work that in, but I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh.
Or, I mean, I thought...
Do you want to do Susan B. Anthony?
I thought that's what you were doing. So,
I was just telling you about it.
Okay.
I could do it again, or you could use that if you think it'll work.
No, I think that's good for the studio art. Let's close out with the Smithsonian Adventures. What is that? It's a summer camp you usually do?
Yeah. So we do summer camp every. We've been doing summer camp for 50 years, and some of our campers are, the children of former campers. So we've been in this business for a long time, and this year we weren't able to offer real camp because our summer camp involves going into the Smithsonian museums, and they were closed. So we're offering Smithsonian Adventures online, and we bring as much of the Smithsonian to our campers as we can. But more importantly, we talk to them about the content of the Smithsonian. So the Smithsonian is about collections, but we're also about research. And I talked about my colleagues earlier. My colleagues in all the museums are art historians and scientists. They're conservators, and they are writers. They look at material culture. They make connections between cultures. We talk about current issues. We talk about stereotyping. We talk about racial justice. We have objects. We have images. And we introduce the students or the campers to all different parts of the Smithsonian by taking them on exciting adventures. So we do an adventure exploring the Arctic, for instance, and we look at material, and we can pull from all the different museums. So rather than visiting the museums this summer, we're showing them images, and then we're engaging them in some of the same craft projects that we've been doing for years, and they get to show them off to their family because their family members are right in the room with them, and then they're on Zoom, and so they get to show them off to their classmates. So Smithsonian Adventures, they're for kids of all ages, and we have some parents who are pretty excited about it as well.
Sounds like a fun slate over the next few months here. Okay, cool. And just for our purposes, everything you named, is that just July events, or is that through September?
That's through September, and
okay.
We will be offering Smithsonian Associates streaming for forever. We're in this world now, and as the museums reopen, we expect to be back in the museums, but we're going to pair our in-person on-site experiences with our in-person online experiences. We're getting a lot of positive feedback, as I said, from all across the nation. We've had people from as far away as California and as far north as Maine signing up for our programs, and we know that there are people who really would like to be part of the Smithsonian, and even though they're remote, they can now join us on our programs. So we're going to continue to do this, and we'll be back in person when we can be back in person, but we'll do these side by side.
Awesome. Well, I think that's the perfect place to leave it, because yes, it's anyone's guess when you guys are actually going to, I mean, you don't have plans to, an actual date of when you're going to try to reopen yet, do you, or do you?
No. So the Smithsonian is a science institution, and we are very carefully looking at the data and planning our reopening very, very carefully. We want to be as safe, we want to provide a safe experience for our visitors as well as for sorry, it's the other phone. That was the only...
It's okay.
Yeah. We want to provide a safe experience for our visitors, for our staff, and for the venues themselves. So there's a lot we have to do. So, no, we don't have a date yet. You'll know about it, believe me. But for Smithsonian Associates, we're happy to be online, and when it's time to welcome people back in, we'll be there with open arms.